Let's just dive right in. Stalin's early life is such a wild contrast to the leader he became. I mean, this is someone who started out in a seminary, supposedly training to be a priest. How do you think those beginnings shaped his path toward revolutionary politics?
It's actually pretty striking, isn't it? Growing up in Gori, Georgia, Stalin faced poverty and a tough family life, which probably fueled both his ambition and resentment of authority. The seminary, in a way, exposed him to the discipline and hierarchy he'd later rebel against, and it was there he encountered radical ideas that drew him toward the Bolsheviks.
That's fascinating. Sort of like the institution trying to mold him ended up pushing him the opposite direction. Once he got involved with the Bolsheviks, he really built a name for himself as a tough operator, right? I've heard stories of bank robberies and these pretty ruthless tactics.
Absolutely, and what's wild is, he wasn't just a theorist, he was on the front lines, raising money for the party through criminal activities and facing arrests, exiles, the whole deal. It's almost like he was training for the cutthroat political battles that would come later. His relentless drive just kept pushing him forward, even when he was exiled to Siberia.
Now, jumping ahead a bit, after the 1917 revolution and Lenin's death, Stalin's rise to supreme power wasn't exactly straightforward. He had some serious rivals, especially Trotsky. How did Stalin end up edging out everyone else?
He was masterful at playing the system. Stalin worked behind the scenes, building alliances with different party factions, shifting loyalties just when needed. Trotsky, for all his intellect, kind of underestimated Stalin's organizational skills and his willingness to do whatever it took, including manipulating Lenin's legacy.
That actually reminds me, Stalin almost rebranded himself as Lenin's natural heir, even when Lenin himself was wary of him. It's such a paradox. This guy who kept a low public profile but was always lurking, waiting for his moment.
Exactly. And by the late 1920s, Stalin had ousted or sidelined nearly every rival. Once he was in control, the entire Communist Party started revolving around him. That set the stage for some of the most dramatic and devastating policies in Soviet history.
So, with power fully in his hands, Stalin kicks off these massive five-year plans. I've always wondered, was this really about modernization or just about control?
It was both, honestly. Stalin was obsessed with turning the Soviet Union into an industrial powerhouse that could compete or even outpace the West. The five-year plans prioritized heavy industry, but the human side was brutal. Insane production targets, shoddy working conditions, and a disregard for everyday well-being.
And then there's forced collectivization, seizing individual farms, cracking down on anyone who resisted, especially the so-called kulaks. The scale of violence and suffering is almost hard to wrap your head around.
It's staggering, really. Millions perished, not just from violence, but from famine, particularly the Holodomor in Ukraine. Stalin viewed resistance as sabotage. The whole country got pulled into this machinery of state control, and the cost in human life was catastrophic.
What gets me is how his vision for progress created so much devastation. It's this constant tension. Rapid modernization, but at an unimaginable price. It's almost impossible to talk about Stalin without mentioning the Great Purge. The level of paranoia and terror he unleashed it was just on another level. Why did he see so many threats everywhere?
What surprised me most is how the purges became self-perpetuating. Stalin saw enemies everywhere, but the purges also kept everyone off balance. No one was safe, not even his closest allies. The result was a society gripped by fear, with the gulag system ballooning to terrifying proportions.
Then suddenly the world turns upside down with World War II. Stalin's leadership during the war is still hotly debated, heroic, disastrous, or both.
It's such a contradiction. He made huge mistakes, like the disastrous non-aggression pact with Hitler, but also rallied the country in a way few could have. The Red Army's stand at Stalingrad changed the entire course of the war, though the human cost was staggering. 27 million Soviet citizens lost their lives.
After that, the Soviet Union emerges as a superpower. But the Cold War starts brewing almost immediately. Stalin's drive to create a buffer zone in Eastern Europe really drew that iron curtain across the continent.
It's wild how, almost overnight, victory in World War II morphed into a new conflict, the Cold War. Stalin's policies in Eastern Europe set the stage for decades of tension between East and West, and his shadow loomed over every decision.
Every time Stalin's legacy comes up, it just sparks debate. On one side, he's condemned as a monster. On the other, some people in Russia still see him as the man who made the USSR a superpower. Why is the divide so sharp even today?
It's the contradiction at the core of his rule. Stalin did turn the Soviet Union into a global giant, but the price was millions of lives, purges, famines, constant fear. Some people focus on the achievements, like industrialization and victory in the war, while others can't separate that from the immense suffering.
It's a reminder of how history gets tangled up with national pride, trauma, and even nostalgia. The secret police, the cult of personality, the atmosphere of surveillance, it's chilling, but it also lingered for generations.
And there's something about the way Stalin built his image so larger than life, so all-encompassing that people still argue over his place in history. It's not just about what he did, but about the stories we tell ourselves about power, progress, and responsibility.
I've got chills just thinking about how those stories keep shaping debates, even now. It really brings home how the past never fully lets go.